We're talking with Shannon Farrell with, of course, Oklahoma State University. And Shannon, you're here at this Oklahoma Cattlemen Foundation estate planning seminar. I know that you do a lot of these type of meetings, and so you've kind of identified some of the real concerns that are out there in the country right now. What are the things that people carry with them to these type of meetings?
You know, I think if you ask any producer, farmer, rancher, their core value is that they want to make sure that their family can keep this farm operation together to the next generation and that they can keep their family engaged with that operation. And, you know, there's lots of emotional and business reasons for wanting to do that. I think a lot of the concerns that landowners have is, how do I go about doing that? Is it as simple as having an estate plan? Do I just need a will? Do I need a trust? Or are there more layers to it? And, you know, as we look at the industry information and we look at the research, the most successful businesses, whether they're farms or ranches or just family-owned businesses, really have a plan in place that over time is going to make sure that we transfer not only the assets, but we transfer the business, we transfer the values to that next generation, and that next generation is prepared and they're willing and able to take their role as they move forward with the business.
Sounds like, you know, it's really a process of not just the literal dollars and cents or the physical assets, but it's also that responsibility.
Well, and you said the word exactly right. It's a process. Because I think when we have these meetings, a lot of people come initially because they think, well, I need an estate plan. I need a will. I need a trust. If I take care of that, then that's going to handle all these steps, and it's just really not the case. So what we've been really kind of working on is trying to develop an awareness with our audiences to say an estate plan is a critical piece of this process, but it's a process. There are lots of steps beyond that if you really want to make this business robust enough to make that transfer to the next generation.
Have we seen, you know, the government's always trying to throw a few more regulations, a few more laws out there, one sort of another. Are there anything new out there that has changed kind of how you approach this whole process?
You know, from the regulation standpoint, the thing I always worry about is the tax side of this, you know, the estate tax. And honestly, things have been getting a little better on that front because with the most recent estate tax return reforms, which are a few years old, you know, this year, for example, in 2016, you can pass $5.45 million of property and owe no federal estate tax. You get together with your spouse, come up with a combined plan, you know, obviously that number kicks up to $10.9 million. So for the vast majority of our operations, there's not going to be an estate tax bite, so long as you take the bull by the horns and do some planning to make sure you take full advantage of that. If you don't and you have an operation that's larger than that, you know, you could find yourself coughing up some significant value there. Any amount of property that you've got over that 5.45 or combined $10.9 million, you know, that's a 40% estate tax rate. That's roughly half, and that takes a big bite pretty quick.
Right.
You know, for somebody who's done a lot of these things that you're talking about, these type of sessions around the state and across the country, you know, is there an appropriate time or a certain amount, you know, 5 years, 10 years, that you need to go back and relook at all of it to make sure? This is, I think, a living document, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is the process that never really stops. Once you've got a transition plan in place, it constantly kind of needs to be reviewed and updated. And, you know, the advice that we give folks is anytime you have a significant event, go back and take a look at the plan. And, of course, that begs the question, what's significant? So we always tell everybody, you know, anytime that you've added someone to the family tree or someone has left, whether that's birth, death, divorce, marriage, that's an important time to say, hey, the stakeholders have changed. Let's go back and look at the plan. Mm-hmm. Same thing if we have a major event with respect to the operation. If we've added a new enterprise or a big new piece of land or something significant's changed with the business, let's see how that fits in there. And then if none of that's changed, every 2 or 3 years, it's still a good idea to take a look back to make sure that none of the tax issues have changed or none of the other laws have changed that might frustrate what we're trying to accomplish with the plan.
The age of farmers today, farmers and ranchers today, according to the U.S. Census, is pretty high, 58 to 60, in that range. Does that add a little extra fuel to the, you know, the pressure of getting this done?
You know, it really does. And, you know, we talk in our presentations a lot about the fact that in agriculture, we really see a lot of sandwiching. And what we mean by that is, for lots of our farmers and ranchers, their retirement investment, the thing that's going to sustain them for the rest of their life, is the farm operation. So they've put all their eggs in one basket, and they're really concerned with protecting that one basket, which means that makes them naturally reluctant to try to give some of the ownership or management control to the next generation because they're worried that they won't operate in a way that will sustain mom and dad as they need it throughout their life. But that gets us into a cycle of the fact that we never give them the opportunity to manage. They don't get any management experience, which just kind of perpetuates the feeling that they're not going to be ready for that management. So what we really have to do is to embrace the fact that we need to have kind of a generational plan to say, all right, if our kids are going to come into the operation, we need to make sure that we've got an operation that's profitable enough, that's big enough, that's efficient enough for us to support mom and dad as they step back a little bit and also support the kids as they come on. So it takes a little bit of long-term planning that's more than just what we're doing this year in the operation, but what are we doing 15, 20 years out on the operation too.